Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CaratLane Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director, CaratLane Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for the CaratLane Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. I trust you have an opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, both available on the company's website and on stock exchanges. Joining me on this call is Mr. Anand Sharma, our Executive Director and Group CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. At CaratLane, we believe that every great product has the potential to be even greater. This commitment fuels our relentless pursuit of innovation and excellence in the kitchen sink market, encompassing both quartz and stainless steel sinks. We continuously strive to surpass our own benchmarks in product design, aesthetic functionality, and durability, ensuring that each product offers outstanding value. Our dedication to quality and innovation has earned us a distinguished reputation, not only within home country but also across more than 55 countries around the world. CaratLane is now established in 1987, where we began designing and manufacturing quartz kitchen sinks. Over the years, we have grown significantly, expanding our product range under the CaratLane brand to include a diverse range of products, including stainless steel sinks, kitchen appliances, food waste disposers, faucets, and kitchen surfaces. Turnagain, a premier bathroom brand, stands for the luxury in bath experiences, known for its advanced technology and sophisticated designs. Turnagain wash basins are made from high-strength composite quartz, offering both durability and elegance to drive the brand's growth and elevate its market position. We have appointed Mr. Rakesh Nair to lead and oversee its development. Have achieved success in the U.S., U.K., European, and Asian markets. CaratLane is now entering into the new markets like Turkey, Australia, Vietnam, Croatia, etc., a positive sign in the increasing number of customers acknowledging the reputation as a brand values innovation. We recently completed a successful QIP, raising 125 crores. This fund we allocated to expanding manufacturing capacity, acquiring new molds, existing customer increase quartz sink business, as well as for the manufacturing assembly lines for appliances and faucets. The funds will also support brand building initiatives to strengthen our domestic business and to meet working capital requirements for sales growth. This initiative enables us to stay ahead of industry trends and capitalize on the growing opportunities home renovation market driven by higher quality standards. We are pleased to inform you that in spite of ongoing challenges in the Red Sea, container availability issues, and longer sailing times, total income still grew by 42% YOY to rupees 202 crores. Our business in the U.S. and U.K. remains strong, with increasing demand from existing customers signaling positive trends. Europe continues to face persistent challenges due to high inflation, interest costs, and geopolitical issues. We are adding new customers to our portfolio and working on securing larger clients who are currently in the pipeline. By actively engaging with these prospective clients and tailoring our approach to meet their specific needs, we are confident these opportunities will soon evolve into substantial partnerships. We believe that these alliances will enhance our market share and drive growth, increase wallet share. In our domestic businesses, we are focusing on social media marketing campaigns to reach a younger generation, deepen our market penetration existing products. We are developing a new range of models of quartz sinks and appliances. Faucet sales have shown high growth potential, setting assembly line in factory. We are also in the process of setting up integrated top fabrication businesses in line with the U.S., U.K., and on a pilot basis. We also recently signed a contract with Miss Meera Kapoor for our new CaratLane campaign, which is going to take place this month. Coming to our subsidiary division, CaratLane Products Limited, and Carousel Services Limited is experiencing consistent growth in the U.K. market. We are confident that the positive trend persists in our strategic initiative and market positioning. Integration of our U.S. entity, United Granite LLC, is advancing smoothly and starting to see encouraging seller improvement. We are nearing the EBITDA level break-even in this company. Our U.S. is also progressing well. We anticipate continued improvement in our financial performance as we improve operation and optimize our cost structure. Additionally, this quarter, we began operation in Turkey. We are taking calibrated actions and strategy evolved gradual scaling operations, including market analysis and applying our existing expertise, ensuring smooth market penetration and steady development. Overall, we are happy and optimistic about the future prospects of overseas subsidiaries and executing strategies that will drive long-term value creation and sustainable growth. Before turning it toward Mr. Anand Sharma, I want to emphasize that a key driver of our progress is efficient workforce and effective management of operations. We are a passionate, skilled, and confident team to maintain a smooth functioning and productive work environment. The expertise plays a crucial role in developing products that propel us to become a multinational brand. With this, I would like to ask Mr. Anand Sharma to update you on the company's financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the company's consolidated financial performance. Quarter 1 FY25 performance, sales volume for quartz stood at 155,230 units. Stainless steel sinks stood at 37,759 units. And kitchen appliances, faucets, FWD and others stand at 13,751 units in quarter 1 FY25. Consolidated total revenue stands at 202.3 crore for Q1 FY25, grew by 41.7% year on year. EBITDA for quarter 1 FY25 stood at 37.1 crore, grew by 37% year on year. EBITDA margin for quarter 1 FY25 stood at 18.3%. There is a marginal impact of integration of our US subsidiary, United Granite LLC, and the increase in export freight cost due to Red Sea and container availability issue on quarter of FY25 EBITDA margin. Profit after tax and the minority interest stood at 15.9 crore in Q1 FY25, grew by 36% on year-on-year basis. Our consolidated net working capital days stood at 58 days as on 30th June 2024 as compared to 77 days in FY24. Our consolidated net debt stood at 272 crore as on 30th June 2024. Thank you. Now I open the floor for question and answer. Over to the operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Harsh K. Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. So firstly, on the gross margin front, if you could help us understand the volatility. So is it all due to the change in the product mix or how is it?
No, so it is the product mix is also one of the things, but it's also due to the higher freight cost, as our executive director said, of the Red Sea crisis, the freights have gone quite high. It's a mix of product mix and it's about the freight.
So why I ask this question is because I remember in the last con call, you had mentioned that our sales in US was higher. So at that time, in Q4, our gross margins had increased substantially. So just wanted to check whether is it a case wherein sequentially we have seen some drop in the sales of US?
No, so our US sales have been consistent as last time. Yes, there was a change in the product name, because now the Howdens, the new U.K. customer, has come in, and to some extent, just like the quarter three, the U.S. share has dropped, which is good. We're not too much dependent on new, old customers. So that's the same mix what we have, and the major impact is because of the freight cost.
Okay, got it. Secondly, on the QIP, so I was going through the QIP document wherein you mentioned that of the 125-odd crores that we are raising, somewhere around 66-odd crores would be incurred for CapEx. So if you could, help us understand what could be the incremental capacity addition, the kind of revenue we can generate, and when can we see that contributing to our numbers?
So I think Anand Sharma can always share with you, and you can also go through the mandate of what we have done for the QIP, where the funds are going to be allocated. That's one. Number two is, as I had mentioned also earlier, we are using these funds to drive the growth. We have been looking for some opportunities which can realize, and for that, we will need funds for growth. As you can already see, the momentum picking up in revenue. So yes, things are in pipeline. There could be realizations, and for that, we need funds to expand our activities. We also have mentioned that our utilization has grown to 60+ to 70+% right now of the quad sink capacity. We also have got some new orders for the stainless steel sinks. We are also going to use these funds for the new division of built-in appliances, since there's going to be a ban on most of the appliances, which is, I think, good for us. We have a massive opportunity coming up for the OEMs and B2C. We also put up the new faucet factory. We're going to use these funds. So yes, so all this fund, mostly going to use it for the to drive our growth forward.
So, this 66-odd crores would be only for capacity addition, am I correct? And nothing for inorganic.
It is for capacity expansion, and it to the, like I said, it is in the mandate for which for faucets, the built-in appliances, fabrications, nothing for inorganic. Yes.
Got it. And any sort of figure that you have in mind, how much revenue this could generate, and when could we kind of see this getting realized in terms of when we could see this capacity getting on stream? That should be helpful.
See, I would say that you have been seeing on quarter on quarter, there has been nervousness that the U.S. is not doing well, U.K. market, how the company is going to do. But in spite of all the challenges, you have seen that your company has moved forward. We have had challenging times. We have been challenging times, but we are still moving forward. We are rapidly expanding our product portfolio, our market presence, geography expansion. So that today, at least we have been able to reach an 800 crore run rate. So I think we don't want to leave any ball unturned. I think we're going to move fast. We see opportunities we're going to do. And I think we're going to move forward. Yeah. As of now, I think we are going at a rate of 800 crore plus run rate, which is $100 million. And I think we are quite optimistic. While the challenges lie, geopolitical situation and the crisis, which is some external factors which are beyond our control. And also one last thing I want to say is that we are strengthening a lot of our efforts now to build the India business model. I said this last time, we had a good growth in this quarter-on-quarter on the India business. With all these new models coming in, the QIP money getting used, we are very confident there's a lot of opportunities for the B2C and also for some OEM manufacturing for built-in appliances and faucets.
Got it. And lastly, any outlook on the debt reduction part for this year and next year, if it's possible to give?
Anand, you want to answer this, please?
Yeah.
Harsh, we got this fund for the growth of the company. Anything and everything what is required for the growth, we are going to utilize it. The objective is not to reduce the debt, but to grow the company with whatever requirement for the capex, working capital support, and the brand building we require.
So is it fair to assume that the finance cost that is reflecting in the P&L for Q1 should continue for the rest of the year, or is there any plans of increasing the same? Yeah, thanks. That was my last question.
So as I said, the idea is to reduce the debt organically, what has come from our cash flow, not with this QIP fund. So whatever comes after the repayment, what is all going on, and whatever accrual we have, there will be some reflection of deduction, but not from the QIP fund.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shirinjana Mittal from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the quartz revenue. So if you look at it for the last 3-4 quarters, essentially the run rate is around 90 odd crores, and that is the after the inventory correction what has come back. So there has been a comeback which we have seen in the last 4 quarters. But what I'm trying to understand is from here on, in terms of the primary demand, how is it looking for us right now? What kind of growth are we seeing in the end market now that the inventory issues are behind us?
Yeah, so I'm again saying it. There's a good momentum the company has picked up for India and for the exports market. They're also in pipeline for some big breakthroughs. We have been able to now go at a run rate of 800 crore plus, in spite of all the challenges, geopolitical and economic inflation, etc. challenges. So we are right now quite optimistic, bullish on what the growth forward, because at the rate what we expanding our product range, our geographic expansion. So while I say it, we are optimistic, we also have to see that there are a lot of geopolitical issues and global challenges which we have to face.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vedic from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I just have two questions. Firstly, on the quartzing side, this quarter we grew both on volume as well as value terms. So currently we are at 1,55,000 run rate. So by the end of the year, where do you see this number going through? Can we achieve the FY22 volume numbers of 650,000 this quarter, and can we surpass it in this year?
So we have, so as I had already mentioned, we already up at 70% plus. That's come about seven. That could be going at the same run rate. It would be about 700,000 things plus. So in all likelihood, it looks that we'll be crossing the 22 numbers.
Okay, sir. And also, sir, one question on the, sir, you recently mentioned in your opening remarks that you have tied up with two other, you got some two new contracts. So can you just repeat from whom?
I did not mention contracts.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, on the revenue front, you said that we are on a run rate of around 800 crores. But sir, earlier we had a target of 1,000 crores. So, is there any reduction in our guidance, or can you just guide us through?
You see, what has happened is that we have been, which is all the global challenges coming in, we've been kind of being very watchful on the aggressive of the investment what we are trying to make, right? So it is just that the first quarter 100 crore run rate, which is good. We are just carefully looking at the situations. We are very optimistic that the kind of the breakthroughs what we are getting should be realized very soon. Because of the uncertainty across the world, some of them you can understand that some of the realizations in the collaborations or in terms of the partnerships, study partnerships, may take some time, you know. So it is, if it is, but we are expecting that on quarter-on-quarter, we expect our run rate to improve.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
So if, you know, if, I mean, if the geopolitical situation and Red Sea crisis ends, people start getting more confident about the, you know, the, about the economies across the world, the U.S. elections go well. And if everything goes well, I mean, I don't see no reason why the, we know one, you know, by end of this year, why the slowly we can, we will not be able to start hitting close to the 1,000 crore run rate.
Okay, sir. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So firstly, on the realization front of Quad Rings, so we have seen just the blended realization, when we look at it, being around 5,900 odd. So this is at a multi-quarter low. So is it because we are gaining new market share, or is it because of product mix?
No, again, this is change of the product mix. So whenever you have a bit of product mix, which always varies quarter four, but I think 5,900 is still, still a great per piece realization, what we had few years back.
Okay, sir. And sir, in presentation, I guess, you have mentioned that the contract with Reece Australia and Howdens U.K. So are these some new contracts, or these are the existing ones that have got renewed, which you have specified?
No, these are absolutely new contracts. They are fresh contracts. They're gonna bring in fresh revenue to the company.
Okay. So could you give some more color on as to what will be the tenure and, you know, like the previous contract that you had extended for other company, where you had mentioned it's a 500 crore contract for next five years. Anything material on these two now, new names?
So I think we did had mentioned our absolute numbers because we need to be aware about the secrecy of the contract. But these are quite large size contracts, which you can already see in the quarter one, how the revenue has shaped, so which will help us to build our planned capacity moving further.
Pertaining to the Quad Rings, is my understanding correct?
Yes. Yes, Quad Rings. Yeah, they're gonna start with the Quad Rings, and then they're gonna start with the stainless steel things, too. Yeah.
Okay, that's great, sir. And so lastly, when you are entering these new geographies, like you said, Turkey, Australia, and et cetera, so if you can, you know, what is the plan in these nations? Like, you will have to go with the new customers to come on board, or it will be directly you selling through some distributors? Because-
No, so-
Market share. Yeah.
Correct. No, this is so this is completely B2C strategy. We're gonna absolutely promote our brand. We're gonna do our distribution network. We're gonna have our team. We're gonna have our own infrastructure. So I think that's what the new strategy is, that we want to start building our own brand in GCC and Turkish market.
Got it. Got it. And sir, on the U.K. subsidiary and also the U.S. company that we had acquired, do you see that the material improvement could only happen for, you know, in from FY 2026, maybe because of the geopolitical tension and also the, you know, with elections due in U.S., you might see some subdued performance to continue over there?
So I believe that last time I said, I think we have kind of reached the home improvement sector overall, as I think probably seen, we are kind of excelling in our growth, doing some great numbers in spite of the worst ever home improvement situation any sector is at this point of time, because high inflation, high mortgage rates and all these challenges on the Red Sea crisis, we can only see that this can only go up further now.
Got it. Actually, this last question, if I may incorporate, like when you say that you are focusing on the India side, and this is happening, I mean, this has been your focus area for last two and a half years or so now. So the contribution right now is around 18% post all the news inorganic growth that we have done. So is there any number in mind as, you know, India should be X percentage of our pie, or is this dependent on something else?
Yeah, so I think this has always, and I also said it earlier, that we want to, India, we would like to shape up to be a three, our vision is to make it a 300 crore company in 5 years' time. And I think we completely believe in India's story. India is probably the one of the most resilient economies at this point of time. Many opportunities are made in India. There is a lot of tailwinds at this point of time. Because of the China Plus strategy, we can already see some opportunities in a very, very advanced stage, which can take us advantage over China. And so we absolutely believe that we need to expand our bandwidth. We need to, which we are already doing. We are inducting a lot of new team. We are planning to substantially expand our sales team. We plan to substantially expand our distribution channels across India, and we're going to add a lot of new products to the Indian market from the QIP funds to excel our growth in India.
Got it, sir. Thank you for elaborating, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analyst Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. You mentioned domestic demand is going picking up. Our domestic revenues are muted still quarter over quarter. Even despite we almost doubled down the number of distributors, but till now we are not seeing the result there. I asked a similar question last quarter also, but you mentioned there will be growth of 20% in domestic revenues this year. But still, if you look at the Q1 numbers, Q1 is still muted. So I agree there are challenges in the global demand, but as you already mentioned, India is having the tailwind. So kindly help us to understand where exactly we are going wrong. Is it the demand issue or what exactly the situation is, sir? So that is my first question.
See, my first reaction to this is that I don't know, compared to other industries in our home improvement, you've seen that the demand is muted. There is softness in the market. As far as our numbers are concerned, we have, I think, Anand, how much growth we have posted in domestic market?
16%.
Yeah, so to answer to this gentleman, that in spite of the softness and muted demand in India at this point of time, and we have seen the related industries where the demand has softened and has gone down, at the same time we have shown an increase in performance by 16% growth over last year. So I think I would like to also again say that the quartz sinks, the fundamental, the quartz sinks, I think that's a great product. The market share across the world is increasing. People are preferring that. Number two is Carisilvin position as a premium product. We are not at the mass selling. We also have seen that the reason of this growth is because as we have been targeting more premium counters, and I think for moving forward too, I think we would be improving our marketing campaign, our product. Our innovation is towards the premium product. And so I think we're moving forward. We see that the demand is going to increase for the premium product lines for kitchen category. As per se, even if the quantity doesn't grow, but the value per piece will go up. So we are quite confident. It's a strategy moving forward. The first quarter, we've shown good We have shown good results, and I think, you know, moving forward, we have believe in a strategy. We're going to use this QIP money, like I said, for various verticals, new models, and I think we are pretty confident and expanding our bandwidth and the distribution channels across India.
Understood, sir. I think you are checking Y on Y, but I was talking about Q on Q basis, so that's fine. Secondly, sir, you mentioned about these Australian Howdens UK contracts. So how much are these contributing Q1 FY25?
So both this, I mean, both these contracts put together, I think, you know, there's some substantial number which you already seen in quarter one.
Okay, sir. And any guidance for FY25, sir? Like, thousands here is not looking possible for now due to headwinds going on. So any number?
So I would believe that we have, if not 1,000 crore, we have $100 million, right? Getting a running rate of 1,000 crore, if things go well, and with the external factors which are beyond our control, things go well, I don't see any reason why we should not start hitting the run rate of, you know, close to 1,000 by end of the year. But things need to go well. There's some external factors which are not beyond our control, you know. So, but at least we are happy that we are moving towards $100 million run rate at this point of time.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the future.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Sabu from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Just wanted earlier in the call you mentioned that, you know, our strategy for Middle East and GCC would involve building out our teams and acting as B2C. Are we looking to, for example, have we already, you know, hired people and workforce for that, or are we going to acquire a local distributor, or how is the general strategy going to be, and you know, when can we expect the cost for these same to flow in?
So we have put the distributors in place. We have started, you know, building our team. Like in UAE, we already started the revenue coming in. We are targeting close to about $1 million revenue just in UAE. We see some good revenue. We do some good cash flows. Turkey is something which is still we are building now. So we'll see in the coming quarters how that turns out to be. But I think we are the way the UAE is shaping up, the way we are shaping up UAE, and what from almost from zero B2C brand, we plan to build close to $1 million. A brand by this year, I think that is going to give a lot of confidence to us to moving forward and more penetration into this GCC region. We also have Dubai on the Sheikh Zayed Road showroom, right, and which is attracting a lot of customers and B2B clients. We have new showroom approximately 3,000 square foot coming up in Muscat, so that Muscat market also we are expanding. We have a good team in place. We have put Mr. Shainik Chopra, who is the Vice President of Exports, who is under his leadership. He's trying to create this whole team in UAE and Turkey. Few of the recruitments have already been done. The others are in work in progress.
Understood. Thanks. That's it for me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much and congrats on a decent set of numbers. In terms of the overall margin outlook, as you already mentioned, you know, there's been a lot of issues regarding Red Sea and higher freight cost. And what we hear is that it might continue at least for another couple of quarters. Do you think this current margin run rate, because we have seen some impact, right? We have gone down to close to 17.8% on a consol basis. So do you think that this could go down further, or you think that we can improve from you? Just your views.
So I think, a good question. I think people are asking me this a lot on the margin side. See, in spite of all the challenges, I think, yes, we are at probably the lower end of the guidance, what we have said, because of the factors and some product mix. But I think we are very confident about the new strategy moving forward. The new customers, the new products, what we are going to create is going to result into only higher gross margins of the company. Secondly, our CIF is only less than 10% of our total revenue. So we have been able to curtail that down more on a FOB side. So I believe that moving forward, new customers and with the new premium product range, I think this should only help us to probably improve our margins moving forward.
Sir, is it possible that while the CIF ratio is on the lower side, is it possible to pass on this higher cost to the customers, or we have to bear this cost even going forward?
No, we have been sharing, we have been bearing it. That's why we are at about 18% margin, and so we have been doing, and it needs to be done gradually, slowly. Yeah, but it is. We are going to pass it on. At the same time, we need to see that we do not lose customers also against competitions. We got to do it very smartly.
Got it. And so lastly, I think you sort of alluded to this point, but when I see on a quarter-on-quarter basis, on the subsidiary side, we are now seeing some improvement. If I see from 86 crores, we have gone to somewhere around 100 crores. And I think it's also because partly United LLC has sort of picked up. That's what my assumption is. So are we seeing now, the true, actually, the value of this business coming to the fore, or this is just the initial signs and we might see much further on a subsidiary level, a higher quarterly revenue run rate?
Are you talking about US business?
Sir, I'm talking about the overall subsidiaries business. So when I do console minus standalone, we used to do 86 crore odd run rate for fourth quarter, which has now gone to 100 crores.
We
were doing 85-86 for the last two quarters.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, so overall all subsidiaries. So so again, I'm saying this, I think the way I will first study UK, I think the way my UK team has planned a proof strategy, a great foolproof strategy by taking over the market share of our biggest competition. There has been figures which has come out of our competition. I don't want to say it on the call, but you yourselves can go and see it. Everybody sales have declined. And I think we have to thank us for that. We have taken away market share of the biggest of the biggest. I think they've done a fantastic job. I think we have emerged as a number two kitchen sink player in the UK market. That's one. Number two is with the new acquisitions, we've been able to do, there've been massive cross-selling opportunities. We've added a lot of customers. So I think it is, the strategy has worked out very well. On coming on the US side, the US is, it's probably a seasonal business on the fabrication of the worktops. The worst ever home improvement, like I say, when I go to the US, I see people talking. This is probably the worst quarters we have seen in the US. And this has been gradually picking up. So believe that, what I honestly believe that the moving forward with the new contracts in pipeline, with the new growth initiatives on distributing kitchen sinks under our brand, and a lot of adding new products, new customers, we believe that this can only help us to take us forward from here. I doubt that any depletion in the margin can happen any more than this, unless if there is, again, if something, external factors again, if something goes ridiculously, I mean, that's not under my control then.
Got it, sir. Thanks for that. And just one last point. Sorry, Anandji, I missed the working capital cycle for the first quarter. If you could help me with that, please.
Yeah. So working capital on the consolidated basis, we have net working 58 days as compared to last year 77 days. So we have improved upon inventory, receivable, and payable all. It has improved compared to last year.
Got it, sir. That's really great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yug Patel from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the kitchen appliances. So a couple of quarters back, you had guided a growth of 20 to 25% of the growth. So, but last year, if you see the volume sold growth, it's flattish almost. So what's your view on, because if you see the competitors, they are reporting a good side of growth on that.
Correct. So I think on the built-in appliances side, you're absolutely right. The growth has been flat. Since we are not an electronics company, we are not a dominant player in India. It's more like a one-stop solution what we are doing. While we have seen a growth, but again on the same side, the markets behave quite muted and soft, and that has kind of pulled us back. The new launch of the appliances pre-Diwali and with the new showrooms which we are opening up, this will help us to further build the appliances sales. You will not see anything, the sharp increase, but there will be an increase is because a lot of imports are going to stop now because of the BIS certification going on. And the expansion what we are doing in the built-in appliances is mostly not just in India, but also some OEM opportunities which we have to build. So we are quite bullish on the appliances side. The India side, we are coming with a new strategy to sell our appliances with a different business model. And this business model, which we have been working till now, is always, we have seen the revenue, flat revenue, which I agree to that. So we have to do some shake-ups. We need to do shake-ups from the marketing side. We need to shake up from the team side. We need to do shake-ups from our distribution strategy side. So I think once this has happened, pre-Diwali, we'll be able to see moving quarters, the appliances sales moving forward.
Yeah. And on the second day, if we have to talk about the quad side, historically, it has always been the major contributing segment to the revenue. But as we know that the freight costs and it's been increasing and the global economy been facing issues. So how we see the company focus moving ahead with the quad? Are we looking for the fabrication business to be a major part of the revenue going ahead?
Okay. So let me just tell you some good news on the quad side and to all this, people who are engaged in this call today. And I'm saying this again, please believe in this quad story. This is the next big thing happening in the kitchen sink industry. When we are saying that, I think in the last quarter also, nobody believed that we're going to start up our $100 million run rate, right? And I think, let's be honest, nobody thought. We're moving forward. We're signing contracts. There have been a large part of contracts which are on the way in the pipeline. We got to understand one thing is that when you are one of those four or five companies in the world having a facility in India, and while you see this 4 to 5 million sinks, even with the slowdown in global by 20-25%, let's try to say about 4 million sinks. Out of the 4 million sinks, we are manufacturing about 700,000 sinks. So there's still a massive opportunity for us moving forward, even if the market image is muted. But the quad sink market has been very stable. The quad sink demand has been quite consistent. And that's why we are able to see that moving forward, our competition is going to get expensive from their side. And we believe that the traction in our business by expanding our new customer base, I think is going to be quite significant.
And lastly, sir, on the inorganic, and are you looking for any inorganic growth opportunity moving ahead?
Right now, like I said, that our plan is to focus organically. We want to expand our quad sink. We've seen some great traction coming in. We also see some great opportunities in the faucets, built-in appliance side. So I think as of now, we want to build the India story, and we would like to focus on the verticals which we have just started. So I think we do not want to see any inorganic opportunity at this point of time.
Okay, Thank you, sir. That is from my side and all the very best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict your questions to two per participants. If you have any follow-up questions, you may rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Bala Murli Krishna from Oman Investments Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So regarding the CapEx, I think we have done some 20 crores of CapEx in the appliance and faucets. I think that was completed, no? Or it's still under implementation?
That is still under implementation, yeah.
So phase one, whether it's completed, sir, or phase two is
done? Phase one is done. Phase one is done. We already started about capacity of 50,000 faucets a year. That's already started.
Okay. So any other CapEx is under, sir, other than this phase two faucets, sir?
Yeah, so we have, I think, clearly quite mentioned in our QI mandate that where we're going to use the funds. I think by the quarter two, you'll have some more light on where the money, the investment, where it is going to be used.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Adukya from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I want to understand the domestic business. When you say 5 years, you would be making 300 crores of revenue. That is from currently 140 crores. You are saying that it would take 5 years, or what is the thought there?
So first I would like to say is that we don't achieve. I said that's a vision what we have to achieve, right? The vision to something, aspire vision to be 300 crores. And I think at the run rate, what we are going on, Anand, we did about how much domestic sales quarter one?
36 crores.
So 36 crore is roughly about 150 crore run rate. So the moving forward with this QIP, what we're going to start using it, we are going to get slowly. On quarter, we'll be started hitting a 200 crore run rate by next year. So if we're able to hit a 200 crore run rate by next year, we are very optimistic, then we will be able to reach this goal of 300 crores by 5 years' time.
Okay, so on the revenue side, you're saying it will take 5 years from 150 to 300 crores of revenue, basically. That is, not rendered, but
yeah, we have the aspiration to grow the India business. If you have to build a one day $100 million business in India, and you have to see that within the 5 years, we need to start doing around 300. So we need to start believing in the India story now, and we need to start using this QIP funds to see that the India story shapes up. I mean, if there is some external factors, some markets get muted, soften, something goes wrong, that's not something beyond our control. That's a separate story. But the company wants to believe in now to shape up the India story.
So, but just to understand this perspective, right, domestic, why I think that currently we are hitting 120 or 140, and to double we would be taking, 4 years roughly you are saying, and you are targeting to the premium segment in which the real estate market is going well, and why it would take, why aren't we aggressive, I would say, in achieving 300 crores of revenue in 2 to 3 years when we are having a lot of distributors, right, and we have the right fit in product. Then why it would take so much time for us to achieve that?
So I would say we are being very cautious with the approach. While we want to be optimistic, we need to be realistic also to see what is happening with the global challenges. I said within 5 years, if you're going to do faster, it's good. What is the problem?
Okay, thank you.
Did honestly anybody anticipated a softness in the demand? No, in the quarter one. So most of all the home improvement sectors have gone down. You know, so it's some things are just beyond your control. What's happening?
Right. Come there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sujal Jhawar from FinCare PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Jhawar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the current questioner, we will move to the next question from the line of Rohit Singh from Nvest Analytics Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello.
A lot of echoes there. Can you?
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Sir, you mentioned 1,000 CR run rate by the end of FY25. So that means by Q4 starting, we will be doing at 250 CR. Is that understanding correct?
Well, the understanding is again all very variable, isn't it? Like I said, that we did not say we're going to reach. I said it will be good for us to go at a reach 1,100. External factor challenges should improve, isn't it? The geopolitical crisis and all the other rest of what's going on with the contracts under pipeline, and which we're seeing some growth momentum moving forward, a bit optimistic, yeah, is then we would be looking at gradually improving from a current $100 million run rate to closer to the 1,000 crore run rate.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Vedic from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
So my question was mainly on the realization side for the co-ops. It is down on a YY basis by 5%, and we can see that constantly every quarter we are seeing a decline.
Sir, can I reply to this question?
Yeah, please.
See, if you are looking at quarter on quarter basis, if you look at Y and Y, I have the figure which says the average realization 5,667. Current average realization 5,660. So it's almost same. It all depends on the product mix and which market is going. So it's not that anything decrease on the realization side. But which quarter, what segment has gone, which geography is gone, and which model is gone, it decides the average selling price. So rest assured, every selling price is not going down. It is just a quarter-quarter variance. So whenever you take the real calculation, it should be on annual basis.
Okay, I got it.
See, if this would have gone on a purely discounted structure, then your margin would have got affected. No, your margin guidance would have gone down. It's gone to 15-16%. One, you're able to maintain your margin guidance means is only the product mix based on the market where you get sometimes the per piece, but your margins are still the same.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ronald Sioni from Sharekhan Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. And I had one question related to your strategy. Like earlier, you used to, be highlighting organic growth, but now you are more focusing on, inorganic growth, but now you are tilted towards growing more organically. So, during this tough periods, are we not getting good deals or say, companies at right kind of valuations, or you want to, first grow organically and thereafter down 2-3 years down the line, you may look at inorganic opportunities. Because I think maybe this would be a right time, during this trying period that you may get something at a good valuation.
No, there has to be a consolidation phase where somewhere you start acquiring companies, you're growing inorganically, doing so well. So somewhere you also see some opportunities organically growing, right? So we haven't seen more opportunity organically trying to do for couple of years, stabilize in that, and then try to keep our eyes and ears open for any market opportunities. It is always, it's not that we have shut down and we have not been doing, but the opportunity needs to come. That's one. And number two is that we have to be very, very vigilant on and very smart on which companies in which sectors are dying in this global challenges. So we got to be, you got to be very, very careful. So hence, it's on a consolidation phase. In organic, we are, if opportunities come moving forward, yes, absolutely we'll see. But right now, we are seeing more opportunities organically, and hence we're doing this.
Okay. And second one would be, you know, any key accounts or highlights that you want to throw for Q1, like have you added any new accounts or have you added, you know, new products to the existing clients? How has been, you know, growth from the existing clients or any new acquisition of clients you may have done during quarter one?
No, it's a mix of some great deal with Howdens UK, which is a number kitchen manufacturer in the UK. We are being sourced as from the key suppliers, or probably soon will be the only supplier. We have expanded our markets. Like in UK, we have added, my team has added about significant, about 8 to 10 major customers in UK. We have added some new emerging markets, and we have been doing a lot of active marketing like South Africa, Australia, Indonesia. We also started some great business with Croatia, Greece, with some major brands out there. So I think we have done quite a bit across.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification or want to know more about the company, please get in touch with SGA team, our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Carousel Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.